Richard Wolfson is a child psychologist in Glasgow and author of the early development book Bright Start. Richard, do nicknames have a real effect on children, do you think?
Absolutely. They can be either positive or negative. On the positive side, if your friends have a nickname for you, that's a sign almost of affection. It's a sign that you're part of their social circle. And therefore you can feel quite good knowing that your friends have this special name just for you.
Yes, I remember when I was at a horrible school in South Africa, it was quite good when they started calling me Pervy. You know, it meant at least
yes.
I existed.
Yes, but it's a way of showing you're in the in-club, and that can be a very warm and positive feeling.
Where do the negatives begin? I mean, Lumpy Latimer is something, I think, which could depress a girl a bit.
In my view, it's simply another form of bullying. It's a form of social exclusion and is a clear way of turning negative attention towards whoever has been given the nickname. So from that point of view, I think we need to take it very seriously and try to discourage it.
But sometimes children quite like having nicknames, which in fact might seem to outsiders to be pejorative. I know a boy called Ape Face, and he likes being called Ape Face. It's part of his identity.
Well, if he likes being called Ape Face, fine. But there are many people, nicknames that I've heard in working in schools and knowing my children's friends as they grew up, some of the nicknames were absolutely horrible. Pizza Face, for example, is a common nickname used to describe someone who unfortunately has got a lot of spots or acne. And I don't think anyone with that nickname is walking about proudly.
But the interesting thing is they develop a sort of a history. They evolve, don't they? I mean, that lad might in 5 years' time be called Pizzy by all his friends. His spots might have cleared up and nobody would remember why.
Yes,
that can
happen
as well, can't it?
It can, but I'm pretty sure he will remember why, and he will not have happy associations. So in terms of the actual receiver of the nickname, I think the feelings will stick long after other people have forgotten.
Do you have one? Did you have one?
Well, that's very interesting, because when I was thinking about this programme, I recall that, yes, I did have a nickname in secondary school. It's quite remarkable. My name, in case listeners have forgotten, my surname is Wolfson. And within a week of starting secondary school, I was nicknamed Foxy. Now, I don't know how that came about, but it became so instilled. Actually, I do remember in fifth year when I was in a new science class and there was a new teacher, we all had to say our surnames. And I said, yes, my name is Wolfson. And the whole class fell about with laughter. They thought I was winding up the teacher. They really believed that my name was Foxy. So it shows how nicknames can really become part of you and part of your identity.
Do you think action should be taken by adults around if a child is stuck with an unpleasant nickname, which is obviously causing trouble?
Yes, because it's simply a form of bullying. And I know we say sticks and stones can break my bones, but names will never hurt me. But of course, names do hurt, and names can be really cutting. And I think as parents and teachers, if we see that a child has a very negative nickname that's accentuating a feature about him, like big ears or spotty face or whatever, I think we really need to try and discourage that and to explain to people why. Because it's not, it reduces one's self-esteem, one's self-confidence to know that others are rejecting them in this way.
Well, thanks to Richard Foxy Wolfson.